We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello and welcome, Earth Protective viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For satellite coverage 24 hours a day and 7 days a week, please join us. In Europe, you're Bird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 63 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Cameroon, Channel 26 on Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 40 in Nimbe and Environs on SiatSat. Channel 56 in Douala on Vision Cable TV. Channel 57 in Bouye on Medium Network Service or MNS. And Channel 23 in Kumba on Siat Kumba in Formosa or Taiwan. Nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on Netway Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, on Yangjia Le Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jinmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. And Taichung County, Channel 106 on Tong Tai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Kaohsiung Cable TV. In Puzi City, Channel 90 on Taiyang Cable TV. And Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yulin County, Channel 108 in Doliu Township on Jiayi Lian Cable TV. And Channel 108 in Yuancheng Township on Peikang Cable TV. In Mongolia, in Hov Province, Channel 21 on Han Altair Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Ha Tenga Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himore Cable TV. In Sukhbator Siling Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Dakhan All Province, Channel 8 on Dakhan Broadcasting System. Channel 44 on Tar Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisions, Channel 47. Orange Cable Companies, Channel 65. Channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. In Bayonzuk in Han Ul District, Channel 25 on Himore Cable TV. In Hotul on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gun Narin. In Undakan City in Kenti Province, Channel 23 on Sunbird Company. In Seishan City in Donongobi Province, Channel 25 on SunPower Company. In Germany in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelm.tel. And in Hamburg on Willy.tel using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In Colombia, in Bogota, Channel 16 on Parabolica Bella Vista. And Channel 44 on Via Vision de Villa Mayor. in Ciudad de la Ciudad Tanal, Channel 31 on Eso Parabolica Tanal Cable Company. In Boyaca Real, Al Encanto, Al Luján, Consolación, Palo Blanco, Europa, La Reliquia, San Joaquín, and Santa Elenita. Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Candelaria, La Hueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora. Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 89, Chepinero, Kilometro 5.5 La Calera. Channel 51 on CIMA TV Cable Company. In Ingativa 21 Barrios. Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Barrio Nororiental de Bogotá, Zona 1, Channel 41 on Tele Lunidos and Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3. Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33. Urbanision, 25, 26, and 27. Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios. Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia and Ciudad Bolivar. Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnacion, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Vision. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cable Vision. In Jore, Channel 27 on Jore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraquai Cable Company. And in Oqueta, Channel 32 on Damoa SIR. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. In Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the United Nations and Afghanistan work together to enhance health care in the nation. In Good Governance News, Angola provides support for orphaned youngsters. In Veg News, a popular South African publication presents three good reasons to transition to the plant-based diet. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, June 1st, is the Independence Day of Samoa, observing its gaining of self-sovereignty in 1962. Situated between Hawaii and New Zealand, Samoa is a group of islands in the South Pacific Ocean known for its friendly people. The country's exquisite nature can be seen in such locations as Ole Pupupue National Park, the first national park in the South Pacific. Also, the Falealupo Rainforest Reserve, Saanapu and Satawa Mangrove Conservation Areas, and the Palolo Deep Marine Reserve are places where one can enjoy remarkable views of the ecosphere. May the vibrant citizens of Samoa have a festive Independence Day.
Fly-in news. Strong winds and wild storms hit New South Wales, Australia. A low-pressure system with winds up to 135 kilometers per hour struck the town of Naruma and surrounding regions, bringing flooding rains on Sunday, May 30th. Although no injuries were reported thus far, about 50 homes were damaged with shattered windows and torn-off roofs. In southern parts of New South Wales and the Australian Capital Territory, the inclement weather caused dozens of trees to fall, obstructing roads, closing a highway, and bringing down power lines, leaving 9,000 homes without electricity. The State Emergency Services, or SES, reported that teams were providing assistance with extra crews on standby, while the Bureau of Meteorology has issued a severe weather warning for the southern coast, asking people to remain indoors and stay away from the beach as flooding is expected to continue into the week. We are thankful for the ready assistance of the State Emergency Services and other personnel in restoring regular function to the region. Our prayers for residents' continued protection and that such disruptive weather conditions are lessened through our more conscious, earth-protecting ways.
Flash floods sweep northern Indian states. Across Uttar Pradesh, Himachal Pradesh, and Jammu and Kashmir states, fast-melting glaciers coupled with unseasonal snow and relentless rains set off flash flooding starting on May 28th, with at least 9 who lost their lives and more than a dozen injured in travel-related and other events. Several roads in the picturesque Pangi Valley and a crucial bridge were washed away, while the national highway linking Pangi Valley to Jammu and Kashmir state was blocked by landslides and temporarily closed. An official noted that work to clear the roads had already begun, but that some aspects of the reconstruction were extensive and would take more than a month to complete. Our appreciation, Indian officials and personnel, for your timely response and actions to restore regularity to those affected in the flood-hit regions. It saddens us to know of the lives lost, and we pray for an easing of such disruptive conditions through our more caring, eco-stabilizing ways.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
World Bank forgives Haiti's debt. A total of $36 million has been waived thanks to donations from countries including Belgium, Canada, Finland, Germany, Ireland, Italy, Japan, the Netherlands, Norway, Spain, Sweden, and Switzerland. The contributions were made in the spirit of helping the nation rebuild following her destructive January earthquake. Additionally, Formosa or Taiwan has pledged to forgive $12 million in loan interest to Haiti as well as postponing debt payments by 5 years. Thank you and Providence bless all creditors and donors for this generous and compassionate act to ease the recovery of the Haitian people. May they be graced with restorative fulfillment, prosperity, and peace.
Alliance of Civilizations, or AOC, holds third forum.
In our one world, let's share one dream made of three wishes. Achieve better rights for all, give really peace a chance, and build a common hope for future generations.
Held this year from May 27th to 29th in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, the conference was first formed in 2006 by the United Nations, Spain, and Turkey to foster peaceful coexistence among cultures and religions, with a special highlight on promoting harmony between Western and Islamic societies. The 2010 summit was attended by nearly 7,000 delegates from 100 nations and was opened by hosting nations President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, with the United States also being welcomed as the organization's 119th member.
Discussions covered a range of topics, including the diplomatic approach recommended by Brazil and Turkey in recent meetings with Iran.
Não haverá encontro fraternal de civilizações enquanto não forem enfrentadas as raízes profundas dos conflitos, enquanto persistir a intolerância étnica, religiosa, cultural e ideológica.
The forum concluded with a signing of an agreement with the Organization of Islamic Conference, or OIC, to raise awareness of the true and peaceful faith of Islam, along with a commitment to further develop programs that would give greater voice to youth and developing nations.
We are in this together. A sharper awareness that my child's future depends upon your child's future. A great understanding that we are a single global family with many members and no monolith. We are not yet there. The journey is long, but I take strength from the Brazilian proverb, goodwill makes the road shorter.
Our heartfelt appreciation, Alliance of Civilization delegates, for your commitment to furthering a unified and peaceful world. Blessed be such efforts in advancing the ideal of dignity and respect to be shared among all members of society.
China's premier meets with Asian leaders for summit of regional peace. Following an official state visit to South Korea, Chinese Prime Minister Wang Jiabao convened with Japanese Premier Yukio Hatoyama and South Korean President Lee Myung-bak in a conference held on May 29th and 30th on South Korea's Jeju Island. with discussions that centered on furthering regional stability and establishing a trilateral trade accord. Premier Won also urged for quick efforts to peacefully resolve matters with North Korea, and South Korean President Lee affirmed his country's similar wish for harmonious resolve. Prime Minister Won stated, China will continue to work with every country through negotiations and cooperation to fulfill our mission of maintaining peace and stability in the region. The leaders of the three nations also agreed to accelerate research and investment in a free trade agreement designed to lead to a single economic bloc. Meanwhile, Premier Won is continuing his state visit with a next stop of welcome in Japan. Our respectful accolades, Your Excellencies, for your productive discussions and advancing cooperation between your countries. Wishing you every success in these peaceful endeavors for the flourishing benefit of all Chinese, South Korean, and Japanese people.
United Arab Emirate President pardons inmates. Some 263 detainees from the United Arab Emirates and abroad have been granted early release by His Highness Sheikh Khalifa bin Zayed Al Nahyan, President of the United Arab Emirates and Emir of Abu Dhabi. His Highness Sheikh Khalifa is furthermore assuring that their debts are paid and has requested that work opportunities be made available for the newly released nationals. The gesture is intended to relieve the suffering of the inmates' families while offering the recently freed a new start, along with encouraging the quality of forgiveness. We deeply appreciate the compassionate clemency of Your Highness Sheikh Khalifa bin Zayed Al Nahyan. May the freed inmates and their loved ones enjoy many happy reunions and the blossoming goodness of renewed lives.
Save our planet. Millions of hunger afflicted in Niger and Chad. Prolonged drought since harvest time last year has parched crops, leaving millions of people facing food shortages across Africa's Sahel region. On Friday, May 28th, the United Nations World Food Programme warned that 10 million people will be facing hunger over the next 3 months, primarily in Niger and Chad, with numbers that could worsen if rains don't arrive in time for the September harvest. While some 8 million are affected in Niger, representing almost half the nation's population, the 2 million experiencing food shortages in Chad could be considered worse afflicted because the region has received so little international attention.
In both countries, children are some of the most affected. A recent UN report on Chad stated, "As always, children will be the first ones to suffer, and if nothing is done, they will be the first to die." Some are migrating to places like the Nigerian city of Katsina, where they often beg for food while seeking work to support their families. Meanwhile, aid agencies like Oxfam are distributing cereals and grains, with Niger's government also sending out 21,000 tons of food in an attempt to provide adequate sustenance until the next supplies or rains arrive.
We need resources now, and those funds will be used to purchase cereals in the region that will be delivered to distribution points very fast.
Many thanks, United Nations World Food Programme and other agencies, as well as all the government and non-governmental efforts, for your constant support and donations to comfort those most in need. We pray for the blessing of abundant, gentle rain, and that the lives of African brethren stricken by these harrowing events of drought and hunger may soon be eased through humanity's benevolent actions toward all beings on earth.
Speaking during a May 2009 video conference in Togo, Supreme Master Ching Hai addressed the treacherous tolls of global warming in Africa while reminding of the actions needed to reverse such changes and stabilize the planet.
Sadly, global warming is affecting African countries in all the severest and some of the most visible ways. Rivers and lakes are drying up in Africa. There are water crises from Sierra Leone to South Africa, Zimbabwe, Somalia, Mauritius, Mozambique, and Sudan, just to name a few, are experiencing worsened droughts that make it difficult to plant crops, thus adding to food shortages and price rising. There are more frequent droughts, heat waves, floods, storms, frosts, freezes, and locusts than before. These impacts of climate change increase food insecurity and the food crisis in Africa. The United Nations is afraid that hundreds of millions of people in Africa are at risk. So let us try our best to help remind and encourage our leaders to do something. If the world becomes vegan as a group, we can remedy the disasters that affect us globally.
Save Our Planet. Hollywood celebrities promote green lifestyle at the annual Green New Media and Life Expo, introducing a wide range of environmental and health-conscious businesses. Many classic American film and television stars made appearances and cordially engaged with members of the public. Supreme Master Television was on location to find out how the stars have been adopting the green trend in their own lives.
At a Green New Life Expo, what's your favorite way to be green?
We recycle everything.
I work at Tarzana Treatment Centers in Tarzana, and we started a whole new campaign on just simply putting our recyclables in the recycle bin instead of in the trash, and we've saved a whole lot just right there.
I drive a Prius, and I just love it madly. It's the best car I've ever had. It's not only green. And also we have solar panels we put in on the hill behind us.
Saving energy, preserving our precious gifts that we have.
Apart from being green in their daily lives, some of the stars recognize the importance of a plant-based diet in an eco-friendly lifestyle.
Well, I am definitely been that way for a long time. I'm vegan, and also I what goes into your body comes out, and that's the way I feel. So being green and being natural is always the best way.
And I raise my own vegetables. We raise all of our herbs, tomatoes, carrots, broccoli, lettuce, and we eat everything from our gardens.
I'm definitely for the vegan approach to life, and you find out that most of your disease is in your meats. Plus, I don't even drink the milk no more either. I like coconut milk and almond milk.
Hats off all the stars whose talents have enriched our world and are now helping to protect it and our health through your shining examples. May everyone choose the life-sustaining way of being veg and going green to save our planet.
Well, you're watching Supreme Master Television, and so are we, and we're very excited and thrilled to always be a part of Supreme Master Television. We send our love.
Hi, this is Johnny Whitaker, and you're watching Supreme Master Television.
My name is Trina Parks, and I was the first African-American Bond girl slash villain. My character was Thumper, and I am a vegetarian, strict vegan, and I just love that you have Supreme Master Television, because I'm definitely going to watch it, because I agree with that.
Hi, I'm Lee Merriweather, and you're watching Supreme Master TV.
You're watching Supreme Master Television. My name is Virgil Gibson. Be veg, go green, save the planet. And that's really real, y'all. From Virgil, I'm signing off. But be veg, go green, and let's save this planet.
Save Our Planet. U.S. researchers develop a technique to be able to record temperatures from up to 95% of the Earth's surface area by identifying 10 different land types and then using satellite sensors to collect and interpret surface temperature data.
Save Our Planet. As part of the city's commitment to go green, the Environment Department of Kolkata, India, announces that all grid or diesel-powered backlighting for billboards must switch to sustainable solar energy.
Save Our Planet. U.S. Climate Envoy Todd Stern expresses confidence in a partnership with the European Union and Japan to realize the $30 billion U.S. dollars pledged by industrialized nations in helping less fortunate countries combat climate change.
Save Our Planet, the 181 member nation global environment facility, partners with the UN Environment Programme, or UNEP, for a Green 2010 FIFA World Cup in South Africa through projects such as a retrofitting of solar panels to power stadium lights.
We are two of the stars of Supreme Master Qinghai's number one international bestseller, The Birds in My Life. By the way, we are following a world-protecting plant-based diet.
Today's tip is from our much-loved caregiver, Supreme Master Qinghai.
If you are in a public restroom, wash the faucet handles along with your hands.
So when you turn off the faucet after washing, your hands remain clean.
Our many thanks, Supreme Master Ching Hai, for this thoughtful tip.
And thank you, loyal viewers, for tuning in. And thanks a lot for being veg, going green, and saving the planet.
Now for the weather around the globe.
In health news, Afghanistan works towards enhancing the availability of medical services. Free diagnosis and treatment for tuberculosis will be offered in 8 private hospitals in the nation. Supported by the United Nations World Health Organization, the Afghanistan Ministry of Public Health will supply the medical facilities with appropriate laboratory kits and medicines. The National TB Control Program will also provide training to the hospitals. Our earnest appreciation, the United Nations World Health Organization and Afghanistan, for your collaborative efforts. May well-being and vitality be enjoyed by all, with Allah's blessings.
In good governance news, Angola provides support for orphaned children. The government has donated self-employment kits to youngsters based in Catholic missions in the Kalu Kempe district in Huila province. The professional arts and crafts packages included materials related to carpentry, mechanics, and metal and electrical work. In addition, essential food supplies, clothing, musical instruments, and sports equipment were given. Many thanks, Angola and the Catholic missions, for caring for the present and future of your precious citizens. May all youth be nursed by an abundance of loving support. Up next on Noteworthy News, a well-known South African publication advocates a plant-based diet. We'll go out and enjoy the garden. Be back soon. More harmonious news when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, forward-thinking news for a progressive world. In Veg News, a popular South African web publication presents 3 good reasons for adopting the plant-based diet. South Africa Online has published Go Vegan by Mr. Aragon Iloff, a co-director of the South African Vegan Society. The well-researched article states that to ensure good health, to show compassion for our animal cohabitants, and to protect our environment from the consequences of global warming, it is advisable to adopt the vegan diet. Mr. Iloff states, if we are to survive as intelligent, compassionate stewards of a sustainable living planet, it is essential that we change some of our habits in our own lifetimes. Bravo, Mr. Aragon Iloff, on clearly demonstrating the advantages of a plant-based lifestyle. We pray each individual on our globe makes a life-enhancing transition today.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and or production: Q fever, norovirus, swine flu, Ebola Reston virus. Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus. Blue tongue disease, E. coli, Salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk. Pig's disease or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, preeclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile, diseases hidden in healthy appearing livestock, Some of the costs of meat eating. Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk. Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year. Cancer. Colon rectal cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year. Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese. Environmental. Uses up to 70% of clean water. Pollutes most of the water bodies. Deforests the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Causes world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming. Plus more. Some of the costs of milk consumption. Cowpox from milking cows. Bacterial microbes, pesticides, and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. Breast, prostate, and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen. Lactose intolerance. Plus more. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
And now for some laughter with a joke told in Oxis or Vietnamese entitled The Staircase.
Một người bị té cầu thang, lúc ông lồm khòm ngồi dậy, phủi bụi trên mình, một phụ nữ vội vàng chạy đến hỏi. Ông hụt lỡ một bậc hả? Người kia trả lời, đâu có, bậc nào tôi cũng lăn qua.
And now for our viewers hotline.
I would like to get more information on the Kuan Yin method of meditation. Many regards, Joseph.
Spiritual Joseph. Thank you for your inquiry. The Kuan Yin method of meditation as imparted by Supreme Master Ching Hai is a contemplation on the inner light and sound, our true essence. For more information, please visit godsdirectcontact.org or contact a center of the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association near you. With our best wishes and heaven's blessings.
Do you have a hotline today? We welcome your hotlines and stories. Please send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com. The address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May celestial harmony grace your journey in life. We'll see you next time.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Chinese President Hu Jintao calls for healthcare reform that would ensure all citizens are covered and have access to affordable medical care.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel announces plans to welcome an unspecified number of former Guantanamo Bay inmates to further the goal of the U.S. Obama administration to close the facility.
International charity Oxfam and Yemen's Ministry of Technical Education and Vocational Training sign an agreement to support and empower Yemeni girls' participation in various fields of technical education and vocational training.
The UN Agency for Human Rights states that the U.S. was its largest 2009 donor, with nearly $20 million in voluntary contributions, and Spain was second with almost $14 million. followed by other nations such as the Netherlands, Norway, and Germany.
Inmates in Gujarat, India are receiving spiritual rejuvenation through yoga programs, as well as being on their way to becoming 100% literate through the state's campaign to provide education with support from universities and non-governmental organizations.
The United Nations International Children's Fund launches an anti-malaria campaign, distributing mosquito nets to each of the nearly 900,000 households in the Central African Republic for the protection of especially children and expectant mothers.
During his visit to Norway, Saudi Arabia's Prince Salman bin Abdul Aziz, governor of Riyadh region, meets with Norwegian Foreign Minister Jonas Gahr Støre in the nation's parliament to discuss increasing bilateral cooperation.
Switzerland-based international chocolate maker Barry Callebaut announces a new product that preserves the flavanols found in the source cocoa beans, known to promote circulatory health and may even contribute to youthful appearance.
The new website, onemideast.org, created with the help of academics, political analysts, journalists, and other professionals, provides an online discussion forum for Syrians and Israelis regarding the Arab-Israeli peace process.
Nigeria's Niger State Governor Muazu Babangida Aliyu announces a nearly $30 million allocation for earth-moving equipment such as bulldozers, graders, and wheel loaders to help construct road infrastructure across the state.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.